We got to be prayed up. Amen. We got to be prayed up. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing, to pray without ceasing. So we're here to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. We're here to intercede. The Bible says, where two or more gathered in my name, then I will be there. God is saying that he will be in there in our midst. As we pray and as we touch and agree on anything, he said he will definitely hear those prayers and answer those prayers. So we're here to pray. This is Pastor Prophet Rebecca Simmons from New Creation Christian Ministries. We're located at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. And this is just out of obedience. I'm sowing in prayer. Amen. And I am believing that we are going to reap a harvest, amen, during this time of prayer, during this time of intercessory prayer. God just told me to pray. God just told me to pray. So if you have any prayer requests, the chat room is open. You can put your request in the chat room, or you can visit me on Facebook. I have some links there on Facebook where you can put your prayer request on Facebook. And then later on, I will open up the phone lines to take individual prayer requests as the Lord leads. But I believe that it is a time to pray. So let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. Oh God, you are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word, which tells us to pray without ceasing. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for the ability to come boldly to the throne of grace, Father God, to come to you, Lord, and just to communicate with you, O God, to hear from you, O God, to bring our petitions to you, O God, as you told us not to be anxious for anything, but to come to you with our petitions, and you would give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. So, God, we thank you for peace. We thank you for peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for your favor, divine favor upon our lives, O God. We thank you for salvation, O God, that you loved us so much that you sent your only Son, O God, to die for us so that we might have life and have that life more abundantly. Lord, we love you today. We bless your name. We worship you today. We magnify your name. You are worthy today, God. Oh, you are worthy. We don't come for form or fashion, O God. We just come, Lord, seeking your face as the deer panted for the waters, so our soul longeth after you, O God. And we are seeking your face on today, O God. Lord, we know, Father God, that we've already prayed this morning, O God, and we've already, Father God, brought some petitions before you. But, Lord, we're just seeking your face one more time on today, O God. And even, Father God, continually to pray, O God, continually to believe in you, O God. Continuing, O God, to, Father God, just come to you, O God, knowing, Father God, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, knowing that you hold our future in your hands, knowing that you have a great plan for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope and a future. God, you are worthy. You alone are worthy, God. We're not going to worry, O God, because, Lord, we know that worrying can't help anything, O God. Lord, we can't add or take away one hair from our head, O God, by worrying, O God. We just can't change anything by worrying, O God. But we are seeking first your kingdom and your righteousness, O God, knowing that everything else will be added unto us, O God. So whatever it is, O Lord, that we're in the need of, God, we trust you, O God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We trust you, O God, that you are Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. We trust you, O God, that you are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. We trust you, O God, that you are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, and that there is no lack in you. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer, O God. We know, Lord, that everything that we need is contained within you and your Son, Jesus Christ, O God. So, Lord, we just are so, Father God, we're so thankful. We are so thankful for the ability to come before you in prayer. We are so grateful that you have this great plan for our lives. We are so grateful that you have thoughts of peace and not of evil in plan for us, O God. We are so grateful that you're going to bring us to an expected end, O God. And although the going gets tough sometimes, O God, we thank you, Lord, that you have given us the ability to persevere, O God, that you have given us the ability to press on, that you have given us the ability to keep moving forward, O God, that you have put the spirit of not quitting inside of us, O God, knowing that we can continue, O God, to press towards the mark for which we have been called heavenward in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you that there is no failure in you, O God. And Lord, even when we feel like quitting, when we feel like we are failures, O God, we thank you, Lord, for being the lifter of our heads. We thank you, Lord, for sustaining us in the middle of the storm. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us on the path of righteousness for your name's sake, that as long as we have you, O God, we can continue to move forward, God. We thank you, Lord, that you're with us always, that you'd never leave us, that you'd never forsake us, oh God, but you are always with us. We just thank you, God. We thank you and we praise you for being an ever-present help in the time of trouble, that we don't have to be afraid. Lord, we thank you that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but one of love, one of power, and a sound mind. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that perfect love casts out fear, and that you are love. We thank you, God, that you are love. We thank you, Father, that you are love. We love you today. We bless your name. We worship you. We thank you for being in our lives. We thank you that you saw fit to save us, that you saw fit to send your son, Jesus Christ, so that we would not perish, but we would have life and have everlasting life. God, we just thank you for everlasting life on today. And you said that you would satisfy us with long life as long as we delight ourselves in you, oh God. So, Lord, we delight ourselves in you on today. God, we thank you and we praise you and we touch and agree on today. We magnify your name, oh God. We delight ourselves in you. We delight ourselves in your presence. We delight ourselves in your word. We delight ourselves in your essence. We delight ourselves in who you are, oh God. We totally trust you, God, and we totally love you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we worship you on today. Lord, we didn't come, Father God. We didn't come to see who else is here, oh God. We just came to pray, oh God. We came to touch and agree, oh God. We came to lift up our families, oh God. We lift up our families to you on today, oh God. Lord, we say, have your way in our lives. Have your way in our lives, oh God. Have your way in our families, oh God. Have your way, oh God. Have your way. Let your will be done, oh God. Some of us, Father God, are having trouble in our homes, oh God. Lord, but we trust you even in our families. We trust you, oh God. There's a storm brewing, oh God, in our lives, oh God. But we trust you that you are master of the storm. We know that the waters will not overtake us. We know that we're not going under and we're not going out, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we're coming through with victory, oh God. You have said, Lord, that we have victory in Jesus, oh God. So we take that victory. We receive that victory. We claim that victory. We take that victory by force on today, oh God. We claim that victory and we stand in that victory on today, oh God, knowing that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, that no weapon formed against us can prosper, that we are the head and not the tail, the top and not the bottom, above and never beneath, the lender and not the borrower. Oh, yes, God. We claim that victory even in the area of our finances. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, that we have more than enough money to pay our bills. We thank you, Lord, that we have more than enough money. You said that blessings and prosperity are in our homes, oh God. So we claim that word for our homes, oh God. We thank you that every bill is paid. We thank you that every bill is paid and every need is met. We thank you that there is all sufficiency in our homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that there is no lack in our homes. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the glorious riches in Christ Jesus that are shed abroad, oh God, that are shed into our homes, that are poured out, that the windows of heaven are open, and you are pouring out a blessing so big that we can't even receive it. We thank you that men and women are given into our bosom, that people are looking for us to bless us, oh God. Oh, yes, God, we declare the blessings of the Lord are upon our lives right now. We declare your favor on our lives right now. We thank you for divine favor right now in the name of Jesus. We declare, oh, God, hallelujah, that we are blessed and highly favored, that we're walking in true prosperity, that you delight in our prosperity, oh, God, and it blesses you to bless us, that it pleases you. It is your great pleasure to bless us, oh, God. So, Lord, we thank you for your word, Lord. We pray your word on today, and we declare your word over our lives. I declare your word over the lives of your people, oh God, that you take pleasure in the prosperity of your people. So I pray for every person listening on today, for every person that called in, for every person on the phone lines, for every person in the chat rooms, for every person listening to the archives. I pray supernatural exponential blessings over their lives right now in the name of Jesus. By the power you have given me as your prophet, I pray blessings over the lives of your people right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that they will receive all of the blessings of Abraham, that they have not that they will not just receive them, but that they have already received the blessings of Abraham through Christ Jesus. Lord, I pray that they will manifest the blessings in their lives, that these blessings will be made visible, that they will be made tangible, that they will be able, oh God, to see the money in the bank, that they will be able, oh God, to pay their bills, that they will be able, I pray for every person listening, oh God, that they will be able, oh God, to have all sufficiency to meet every need, oh God, that they will have money in the bank, money in their pockets, that they will have money to give to your church, oh God, money to sow into the kingdom, that you said, Lord, that you give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, that they will have money to buy food, oh God, money to meet their needs, oh God. I thank you, Lord, that they will have money, oh God. I come against the spirit of foreclosure and eviction, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that you are able to do all things but fail. I thank you that you are able to make all grace abound towards those who are listening to this prayer, those who are praying and tapping in and touching and agreeing with me in this prayer, God, that there is no need, no lack, no insufficiency in their lives. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God. We magnify your name. You are worthy. Oh, God, you are worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 You are worthy, oh, God. You are worthy. Mama, you are worthy. You alone are worthy. You are worthy, oh, God. There is none like you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for peace in our homes. I pray peace over the homes of those who have assembled together today for prayer. I pray peace over their homes, over their children, over their spouses, oh God. You said great shall be the peace of our children. But God, first and foremost, I pray peace for your children, for your son, for your daughter who's listening and tuned into this prayer line on today, God. I pray peace over their homes, peace over their minds, oh God. Exceedingly great peace, peace that surpasses all understanding. Peace. No more worries. No more shame. No more guilt. No more trauma. No more anxiety. In the name of Jesus, I pray peace over them right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I pray peace over their children, oh God. You said great shall be the peace of our children. So I pray peace over their children right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you will let your peace abound, oh God. Lord, great is the peace of their children. Lord, those troubled children, those children who are going to school and acting out, I pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. Lay your hand on them, God. Oh God, lay your hand on our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch each and every child. Touch their minds, oh God. Let them excel in their studies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them, Father God, get that education. Let them get that degree. Let them get that diploma, oh God. Not one more child held back in the name of Jesus in the educational system. Not one more child held back. We come against ADD and ADHD and medicating our children, oh God, with Ritalin and all these other medications, oh God, that they are putting into the systems of our children. Lord, I regulate the brain cells. I regulate the brain cells of our children, oh God, of each and every child representing here on today, oh God. No more being labeled, no more being put in a box. Our children will excel in their studies. They will excel on their jobs. They will excel in their family. They will excel in their marriages. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord. You said we have not because we ask not. So God, we come before you today, putting you in remembrance of your word. Oh God, we just thank you, Lord, that our seed shall multiply greatly, oh God, upon the earth, oh God, and that our seed shall be successful, oh God. Our children shall have great success in every endeavor. In the name of Jesus, I snatch back our children from the hands of Satan. In the name of Jesus, declaring that no weapon formed against the children shall prosper. I declare that our children are safe. I bind up the hand of Satan off of the children. in the name of Jesus. And we declare right now that our children are safe from predators and pedophiles, that our children are safe from the hand of the molester, that our children are safe from alcohol and drugs, that our children are safe from gang members, and our children are safe from stray bullets in our neighborhoods, in the name of Jesus. As a matter of fact, I stop and halt drive-by shootings right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, demon. I come against this demon that's coming against our children. In the name of Jesus, we come against this demon that's coming against our children. And we halt all drive-by shootings in the name of Jesus. We come against this sexual demon, huh? Trying to confuse our children in their sexuality. We come against this demon right now, trying to get our children to engage in premature sex, homosexual sex, lesbian sex. In the name of Jesus, our children are. We declare them chaste until marriage, that they will be virgins until they are married. In the name of Jesus, we come against teenage pregnancy and gang activity. In the name of Jesus, we declare we take our children back. The kingdom of violence suffers. The kingdom of God suffers violence. But the violent take it by force. We take back our children. We take back our children for God. We will not lose our children. We take back every child of New Creation Christian Ministries, every child of Woman to Woman Empowerment Group, every child of those represented on the phone lines, every child of those in the chat rooms. We take back our children. In the name of Jesus, we snatch them back. We snatch them back. Adult children, we snatch them out of drug addiction. We snatch them out of homosexuality. We snatch them out of lewdness. We snatch them out of alcoholism. We snatch them out of fear. We snatch them out of failure. We snatch them out of failed relationships. We snatch them back out of anything that's been implanted in them in their childhood. And we declare victory over our children right now in the name of Jesus. I declare victory over every child representing here on today in the name of Jesus. We take back our children and we put a hedge of protection around them in the name of Jesus. They shall be what God has ordained them to be. They shall excel. They shall have their own businesses. They shall have 5-6-figure incomes. They shall love the Lord with all their heart, their mind, their soul, and their strength. They shall serve God in his kingdom in the name of Jesus. We just thank you and we praise you, God. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy, oh God. You are worthy to be praised. We thank you, Lord, for the unction to pray, that you have called us to pray, oh God, that you have called us out, that you have called us out, that you have consecrated us to pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray, Father God, hallelujah. We pray, oh God, for those, oh God, who are looking this way for prayer, those on the prayer list, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up the young girl who was abducted, oh God. The young girl was abducted on April the 12th by her non-custodial father from Idaho, oh God. We lift up Selena right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, oh God, we lift her up, oh God, even as she has been taken illegally by her own father, oh God. Lord, we just pray, Father God, that you would keep Selena protected, that you would keep her safe, that you, oh Lord, hallelujah, would protect her against any abuse, anything that may try to come against her. Oh God, we bind up the hands of Satan off of her life. God, we pray for her right now, Lord, that you, Father God, even in the area of asthma, oh God, that you would make sure that she has everything she needs in that area, oh God. Asthma medication, oh God. It says that she has severe asthma. And Lord, we just pray, oh God, that she will have the medication that she needs, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, even we bind up asthma. We pray for healing, God. We pray for supernatural, exponential healing to be made manifest in her life, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would heal Selena from the spirit, the demon spirit of asthma. Lord, regulate her breathing. Fill her lungs with enough air. Remove all blockages in her lungs. In the name of the Holy Ghost, you can do it. You do it, God. Minister through the supernatural realm and begin to heal Selena. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, better known as Beaten. And, Lord, we pray for finances, even for the family to get the lawyer that they need. Lord, we pray for her mother, Raquel, God, that you will meet the needs, oh, God, financially, God, that you will send a lawyer even to work pro bono, that you will send a lawyer to represent the family, oh, God, to ensure that her daughter is safely returned to her care. So, Lord, we lift up that family onto you today. We lift up the whole family, Raquel and Selena and the father, God. We ask that you would touch the father, that you would touch the father, oh, God. Remove the, we bind up the spirit of abuse, even as hovering over his life. We ask that you would heal him, oh, God, whatever he needs. Wherever he needs to be delivered from the spirit of abuse, Lord, whatever has happened to him, God, we ask that you would heal him. Lord, save him. Set him free in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just worship you on today. We magnify your name. You alone are worthy, God. We thank you for this time of prayer. We thank you for the ability and the liberty to come before your throne. Lord, there is none like you. There is none. We have searched all over, and we haven't found anybody like you, oh, God. So, Lord, we just want you to know that we love you. We want you to know that we trust you. We want you to know, oh, God, that we worship you, oh, God. And we magnify your name on today. We glorify your name on today, God. You alone are worthy. So, Lord, we just come pouring out our hearts to you. We bind up Satan. We come against the hands of Satan off of this prayer line. Lord, those who would be praying against us, those who would be praying against this time of prayer. And, Lord, I just ask that you would continue to strengthen me, continue to equip me, continue to be with me, oh, God. Hallelujah. You're one man servant, oh, God, as you have given me an unction from the Holy Ghost to pray. And, Lord, I just thank you that you are able. Thank you that greater is he that is on the inside of me than he that is in the world, and that no weapon formed against me can prosper, oh, God. So, Lord, I just thank you for more strength and more power. Give me more power, oh, God, more power, power to do your will, power to minister to your people, power, oh, God, to pray, power, oh, God, to prevail, power to stand, power, oh, God, power, power, power. We just thank you for power, God. We thank you for more power. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh, God. You are worthy. You alone are worthy. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Rabbo Kushina Maka. Allah Kushina Mokushina Nana. We worship you, O God. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. Thanks to God. In the name of Jesus, we lift up these prayers. You have to know that God does not want you to pray. Not God, the devil does not want you to pray. The devil does not want you to pray. God has a heart for us to come to him in prayer, but the devil does not want you to pray, even as we're praying, because our prayers are powerful and effective. Even as we are praying, the demons of hell are waging warfare against this prayer line. The devil is trying to steal the word that's being spoken through these prayers over your life. And some of you might feel yourself getting dizzy. You might feel yourself wanting, the devil might be tempting you to try to hang up. But I'm here to tell you right now that these prayers that I'm praying over your life today, that these prayers that we're touching and agreeing on shall not come back void. Our prayers, your prayers, and my prayers, especially since we're touching and agreeing, are powerful and effective. And let me tell you today, I want to tell you today, you might not feel powerful right now. You might feel like you're at the end of your rope. But I'm here to tell you today that no weapon, there is no weapon that is forged against you that can prosper, and the weapon will be forged. Oh, yeah. I'm here to tell you that the moment you decide to line yourself up with the Lord, you became an enemy of the devil. And the devil hates you. He hates you. He hates your family. He does not like you. He feels like you are a traitor because you were once on the devil's side before you got saved. But you got to know right now that as long as you commit yourself to serve God, that you are under divine protection. You are under divine protection, and the devil can do you no harm. See, the devil doesn't want you to pray. The devil does not want you to be on the prayer line. The devil does not want you to be in the prayer chat room. The devil wants you to be by yourself, to be isolated, because there's power in agreement. The devil wants you to be isolated so that he can have his way with you. He wants you to be so busy that you won't pray. And I'm telling you, when the Lord told me to pray today, I immediately said, I prayed. It was about 10 minutes to 12. And I normally start praying at 12. And the Lord told me to come and start praying. Now, let me tell you what happened to me last night. I woke up at about 3 o'clock this morning, 4 o'clock this morning, about 4 o'clock this a.m. I was awakened from my sleep by a dream. And in this dream, there was some friends of mine and some things going on. And the dream disturbed me so much that I had to get up and come downstairs out of my bedroom into my living room, get a notepad, and begin to write down the dream, because I knew the devil was saying, go back to sleep. You'll remember the dream. But I knew once I went back to sleep that I was not going to remember the dream. I knew what the devil wanted to do was steal the dream from me. Listen, people of God, listen to me. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I know the devil wanted to steal the dream, but I obeyed God, and I got up, and I came downstairs, and I wrote down the dream. And as I wrote down the dream, I began to get hunger pains. I got hungry, and I went back to bed, but I couldn't sleep, so I came back down and I ate something. Before I knew it, it was 6 o'clock in the morning, and I fell asleep on the couch, and I had another dream. Another dream. You hear me? So what I'm saying to you is that God and God is trying to speak to us. That's why we have to talk to God. That's why we have to pray. That's why we have to obey God. And God is speaking. God is speaking. God is speaking. God is speaking to some of you in dreams. Let me tell you about this my night. He's speaking to you in dreams, and don't just shrug it off as a dream. Get your pad. Get you some paper. Pray. And rebuke any spirits that may have tried to come through that dream. Write down the dream. Amen. And then ask God to interpret the dream so he can show you what he is saying. That is another avenue of communication. Dreams are another avenue of communication, and so is prayer. Prayer is an avenue of communication, and as we pray to God, believe me, not many hours after you get off a prayer line that really has the power of God moving through it, like this prayer line, because I'm consecrated. And after you get off this prayer line, God's going to begin to communicate some things to you. So get you a piece of paper and a pen and begin to receive what God is going to speak back. Prayer is a two-way communication. That means we talk to God and God talks to us. So I want you to open up your heart to receive what God is going to say to you. Amen. Even during this time of prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to continue in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony, you can go ahead and continue in prayer if you can. If not, I'll keep going. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I'm going to keep going. Pastor Anthony might not be able to pray right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just praise your name. Lord, we thank you for divine revelation. that you just gave me regarding prayer, regarding dreams, Lord. So many are having dreams. And, Lord, we just pray. I pray right now, Father God, that you will open up the eyes of their understanding, oh God, so that they will be able, oh God, to disciple and hear what it is that you're saying to them in their dreams and in the visions that you are giving them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, begin, Father God, huh, oh God, to speak to them, even in the midnight hour, oh God. Lord, you want to communicate with your people. And even now, Lord, I just pray, Father God, for open lines of communication, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that your people will hear you and that they will hear you clearly. They will hear clearly what it is that you are saying in this season. Lord, we know, oh God, that you are not pleased, oh God, with some of the things that are going on in your churches. Lord, I pray for your church today. We touch and agree, and we pray for your church right now, God. So many have been hurt in church, God. And we lift up those who are suffering from church hurt right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you will lay your hands on my brother. Lay your hands on my sister and begin to minister healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, begin to minister healing. And Lord, we thank you because you said in your word that you would deal with the shepherds, oh God. So Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that we don't have to be concerned about the shepherds, but Lord, we entrust them to your hands. And we pray for the pastors. We pray for pastors. We pray for fivefold ministry gifts. We pray for apostles. We pray for teachers. We pray for evangelists. We pray for prophets, oh God, that you will touch your men and women of God, that you will move their hearts towards obedience, that you will move them, oh God, to obey your voice, to hear your voice, oh God, that you, Father God, will walk with them and talk with them, oh God. Lord, that they will have a broken and contrite spirit, oh God, that they will turn from their wicked ways, oh God, humble themselves and pray, oh God, so that you can heal our nations, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let us walk in integrity, God. Those of us that you have called to preach the gospel, let us walk in integrity. Let us walk in purpose. Let us walk in obedience. Let us walk with good character, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let us not, Lord, take away wine and liquor, oh God, even from the lips of those who you have called to declare your word, oh God. Take away the wine and the liquor, oh God. You said that wine and liquor, strong drink, is not for kings, oh God. Lord, help us to walk in sobriety. Help us to walk, oh Lord. Some preacher is struggling with drug addiction. Some preacher is struggling with sexual immorality right now, God. Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you would deliver them right now in the name of Jesus. Let not one more preacher die, Father God, with secrets, oh God, in the closet, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Some preacher is struggling with homosexuality right now, God. Lord, we just ask, Father God, and we bind up the hand of Satan off of that person's life, God, and we declare that they are free. We destroy every yoke, God. Every yoke is broken. Every yoke is broken, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, oh God. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. Consecrate us. Oh Lord, sanctify us. Oh God, make us holy. Oh God, for you are holy, oh God. Oh God, hallelujah. Creating us a pure heart with which to worship you, oh God. Lord, use us. Use us for your glory. Hallelujah. Open doors that no man can close, Lord, so that we can go and declare this gospel, oh God. We thank you for the open door, oh God. I thank you for Evangelist Cynthia Robinson, oh God, in the chat room, oh God. Lord, I thank you for her life and her sacrifice towards you, oh God. I thank you for the anointing that you have on her life, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. And I bind up the hands of Satan off of her and her ministry and her marriage, oh God. I lift up her marriage to you on today, God. In the name of Jesus, declaring that no weapon formed against it can prosper, even as she moves out to do your will, oh God, that you will touch and continue to minister to her husband who stands by her side. I ask, Father God, that you will even increase the anointing on the man of God's life, oh God. Lord, you are already, Father God, know what you have spoken to him pertaining to what you have for him to do, oh God. So, Lord, I thank you for a Holy Ghost boldness that you're putting in the hearts of this couple, oh God, that they together together, oh God, will be able to give you the glory through their ministry, God, that they, Father God, will walk fearlessly, that they will walk fearlessly forward, oh God, doing what you have called them to do, oh God, speaking to the hearts of men and women, beginning to, oh God, take back, oh God, the kingdom by force, oh God, being able to snatch some from the pit of hell as they hold up the arms of their pastor, oh God. I even lift up their pastor to you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, the woman of God, that you have ordained to pour into their lives, Lord. And I just thank you for this woman of God, oh God. Ask that you continue to use her for your glory. Continue to strengthen her in her walk. Continue to, Lord, speak to her, even through dreams and visions, oh God. Continue to stir up the prophetic oil on her life, God. Continue to pour out the apostolic anointing on her life, God. In the name of Jesus, she births out ministries and churches, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you for the pastor that you have covering this great woman of God. I thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. Bless this woman of God. Bless her book, oh God. I am Leah, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray a special blessing upon this book, oh God, that it will go throughout the nations, that lives will be changed, souls will be saved, captives will be set free, that the books will fly off the bookshelf, oh God. I pray a supernatural blessing on this book, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will have your way, because she's been a supporter of many, oh God. Now it's her season. It's her time, oh God. You are using her now during this season for your glory. And, our Lord, I thank you, and we praise you for what you're doing in this woman of God's life. Even as Pastor Emily continues to pray, Lord, we just ask that you continue to have your way on this prayer line. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Anthony, even as Pastor Emily continues to pray, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. Hallelujah. Honey, your mic is open. Hallelujah.
Hello?
Hallelujah. Your mic is open. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. You're still praying?
Yes. I was. You had your hand raised.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name on today. Lord, we even desire this, Father God, as we go into our worship services on Sunday and, Father God, enter into our weekend, Lord. We're asking for you to put the praise on our lips in the name of Jesus. Lord, allow us to walk in the authority and allow us to bring our praise in a spirit of joy, hallelujah, to our place of worship, Lord. Allow us in the name of Jesus to be an agent of change in this hour. Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for congregations coming on one accord and Father God, uniting just as the first church to do miraculous works in the earth realm in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the apostolic and the prophetic, Father God, anointing, the fresh oil being poured out on your land today in the name of Jesus. Thank you for prophetic utterances, Lord, to remind us who we are in you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, allow your people to walk and power today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Somebody, hallelujah, has lost some of, Father God, the fight that they had in them. But, Lord, we thank you for the fight and the flight in the name of Jesus. We thank you, glory be to God, that you will give us wings to mount up as eagles, and we'll run and not get weary, and we will walk and not faint, Lord. So I thank you, Lord, for those who continue to fight and those who continue to pray and those who continue to believe. Hallelujah. Trusting in the Lord with all of our heart. And Lord, allow us not to lean into our own understanding, but in all of our ways, Lord, we want to acknowledge you today. So let us acknowledge you, hallelujah, when we get into debt and when we don't have enough money to pay our bills. Let us come to you, Lord. You say, cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. So right now, Lord, we're praying for our sick mother that's in the hospital in the name of Jesus. We're praying for our children, Lord, who can't sometimes seem to complete the school assignments in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we're praying for our marriages, Lord, that they come on one accord and become one flesh in the supernatural in the name of Jesus. We're praying for our pastors, Lord, even those who have lost their way, Lord, to bring them back to the original call in which you have called them in the name of Jesus, Lord. There is a way that seems right, but your word says the end thereof is destruction. So, Lord, if we've gotten off the path, if we've gotten off of the narrow road, if we lost our way, Lord, we're asking for your supernatural hand to reach down from glory and transform our minds, as the Bible says, to be renewed by the renewing of our minds. And Lord, transfer our hearts, as the prophet Ezekiel said, I'll give you a new heart in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes this world, Lord, this world gets the best of us, but we thank you for restoring us. Glory be to God. We thank you for restoration in the name of Jesus. Oh, you are a restorer, and you are a healer. If you healed us before, Lord, you can heal us again.
Yeah.
If you delivered us before, Lord, you can deliver us again. So I pray for the person that picked the crack pipe up once again. I pray for the heroin user that found themselves using heroin again. I pray in the name of Jesus for that person that flees fornication and find themselves back in the grip, hallelujah, of sexual immorality. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, for the alcoholic that has sobriety and find themselves falling off the wagon. I pray in the name of Jesus for the backslider that don't want to go to church anymore. Oh, glory be to God. Lord, we have not because we ask not. And we know as we pray, my wife and I, we're stirring up people's spirit again. We're stirring up excitement for the kingdom of God. We're speaking to the spirit man and the spirit woman on the inside of them. We're reminding them that the greater one is on the inside than he that's in this world. So, Lord, remind us of the word of God that says, let not our hearts be troubled. You have overcome the world. Believe in God, also believe in me. So, Lord, allow us, hallelujah, in this hour to look to Jesus. Allow us to plead the blood over every situation. Allow us to use the name which has been given above every name. Allow us to speak the word which you have given us, knowing that man shall live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And allow our testimony, that's how we overcame, by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. Oh, you don't know the glory until you know the story. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I thank you for my testimony. I thank you that I was lost and now I'm found. I thank you that I was, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, angry, but now I got joy unspeakable. I thank you that I was in poverty, but you made me rich. So, Lord, I thank you for the testimony of the believer on today. So, Lord, as my wife gets it back to close it out, hallelujah, with prayer concerns or those looking his way for prayer, as we go into our Sabbath and our Sunday worship service, Lord, meet us there, hallelujah, as we bring our families and bring our tithes and our offerings and bring our worship and our spiritual gifts to your house. Lord, be there waiting on us to meet us so we can worship you, because you inhabit the praises of your people. You live within the praises of your people, and no weapon formed against us in this hour is going to be able to prosper. So be encouraged, beloved, those of you who are going through the fire. The Bible says, there will be no stench upon you, nor will you be burnt. Those of you who are going through the flood, you will not drown. You will not lose your mind. You will not quit in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you as my wife has honored you in this hour of power. Can you not pray with me for 1 hour that you enter not into temptation? So thank you for her faithfulness. Thank you for loving the people of God. Thank you for those who click on the archives and those who are on the air right now. Lord, minister to them. Honor their faith as they came to listen to this hour of prayer, Lord. Honor in the name of Jesus their obedience, Lord, tuning into this broadcast. Honor, hallelujah, Father God, their faith, because it's impossible to please you without faith. So, Lord, as my wife goes into the final minutes of this program, bless New Creation Christian Ministry. As we go and worship 2 services on Sunday, bless the fellowship churches that are coming over to fellowship with us, and bless the members that are assembled there in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, we're going to take a prayer request. If there's anyone who feels that your prayer request was not covered in the corporate prayer and you have a personal request, you can just press 1 and we'll put you, I'll take your prayer request and we will pray for your personal request. Amen. Or you could chat it in the chat room. Amen. I thank God for Evangelist Cynthia Robinson in the chat room. So we're and other those who have prayer requests and you want us to pray publicly for you, we will pray. If not, I'm going to just continue to pray. You can press 1 if you need personal prayer. Father God, we just praise you as we close out this prayer on today. We worship you, and we thank you, Lord, for those who have been submitted, those names that have been submitted for prayer requests. We pray for the Holmes family and the loss of their mother. We pray for Brother Gregory Carter, oh God. We just thank you, Lord, for supernatural healing, oh God. By your stripes, he is healed. We pray for Tina Lane's mother, oh God. Continue to bless her. We thank you that by your stripes, she is healed, oh God. Even if she's in the hospital, oh God, we know that you are able, oh God, to heal all of those who are sick, oh God, by the anointing, oh God. So we just thank you for the anointing on today. We pray for the Singletary and McRae family, even as they are still mourning the loss of their dear mom, oh God. We pray for Kayla Simmons as we're still believing you for a miracle in her life, oh God. Lord, bind up the spirit of drug and alcohol abuse, oh God, even in the life of Rashida Thomas, oh God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for a hedge of protection around her and her children, oh God. We pray for Keon Thomas as he heals, oh God, from a broken jaw, oh God, and we bind up the hands of Satan off of this family in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up Prophet Terrell Turner, oh God, even as he goes around the world preaching your gospel. Lord, continue to keep him. We bind up the spirit of diabetes, and we declare him healed in the name of Jesus. We lift up our apostle, Matthew Tillery, oh God, and Tri-Faith Ministries, oh Lord. Continue to use Apostle Matthew Tillery for your glory. Even as he covers us and fathers us, we thank you, Lord, that you have a divine covering on his life and his wife, Pastor Dawn Tillery, oh God, and their daughter, Nakia, oh God. We just thank you for what you're doing in their lives, oh God. Continue, Father God, to bless this man of God, for he has truly blessed us. Oh God, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, today, because you alone are worthy, and we magnify your name. We lift up New Creation Christian Ministries, oh God. We thank you for increase in that house, that you will continually increase that house, oh God, that local assembly, that they're coming, that your children, your sons, our sons, our daughters are coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and we submit them to you in Jesus' name. Even before they come, we pray for them in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Area code 330, your hand is raised. We would like to pray for you. Do you have a specific prayer request?
Yes, I have been having some major problems in my family, and they've now manifested itself. I'm not sleeping. I'm finding myself getting maybe 3 hours of sleep within a 24-hour period. There's just been a lot of, I don't know how to express it, there's just a lot going on in my life. My spirit man has been attacked, and I feel like I'm at the end of my rope. I can't take it anymore, and I just need prayer.
Amen. Amen. Would you like for me to pray for you by name? Or?
Yeah, my name is Sherry.
Sherry, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your name and we worship you. We magnify your name on today. Lord, we thank you for Sherry on today, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for her coming to this prayer line, Father God, to receive prayer, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you even led us to open the prayer line on today so that she would know that you are here for her, oh God, that you have never left her, you have never forsaken her, but you are with her, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. For your voice that is still going forth throughout the nations and throughout the United States of America. And Lord, we bind up the hand of Satan off of the life of Sherry and her family, oh God. Whatever's going on in her family, Lord, you already knew from the beginning of time that this would be taking place, oh God. So Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you know the beginning from the end and that you are the solution to all the problems that she is encountering right now in her family, Lord. So Lord, we just speak peace, ha. We speak peace be still to the storm that's raging in her family right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we speak peace to Sherry's mind on today, God. You tell us not to be anxious for anything, God, but to come to you with our supplications. And Lord, I just thank you for her obedience, oh God, and bringing her supplications and prayers to you so that you now are giving her a peace by your word, by your word. We speak peace. You said you would give her a peace that surpasses all understanding. So Lord, we declare right now peace. We declare peace in Sherry's mind, oh God, that she will be able to sleep. That, Lord, we put this in your hands, oh God, and we declare, oh God, and bind up the hands of Satan even off of her sleep, oh God, even in the nighttime hour. We cast out every demonic influence that's trying to come against this woman of God and attack her spirit, man. We speak strength to her spirit right now in the name of Jesus, that she will be strengthened in the innermost being, oh God, that she will be strengthened in her spirit, man, that now, oh God, I speak power, 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 that the power of the Most High will even come upon her right now. The power of the Lord Jesus will touch her and overtake her right now. Lay your hands on her, God. Oh, God, even right now, build her up. Strengthen her. Strengthen her ankles. Strengthen her heart. Strengthen her faith, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just thank you. Ah, yeah, that's it. Touch her. Touch this woman of God. Yeah, with the anointing that's on my life, God, I impart right now power. I impart strength right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah, that's it. Touch, God. Touch her. Lay your hands on her right now, God. Oh, yeah. Dry every tear. That's it. I feel the power of virtue coming through these lines and coming and touching you, Sherry. God is putting his hands on you right now. He's already touching you. He's strengthening you. He's undergirding you. I felt something snap in the spirit realm. I felt something snap in the spirit realm. And God said that no weapon formed against you. This thing has come to destroy you, says the Lord. But no weapon formed against you. God said, you will prevail. You are already more than a conqueror. God says, you're not waiting to be victorious. And you are already more than a conqueror. God says, he has your family. He said he's watching over them. He says they're going through this trial because God says he's allowing this trial because there's some that have turned away from him and there's some who have rejected him. And God says, don't worry about them. He said, continue to trust in him. He says that this is a test. This is a test. I see a test for your whole family. And God says, you know, you, Sherry, have to make up your mind that you're going to stand on the solid rock of Christ. On Christ, the solid rock, you stand. That has to be your declaration. And God says, don't be influenced. Don't be influenced by what's going on in your family, because it's a trick of the enemy to get you off course and to pull you away from God. So God says, I need you to today recommit yourself to following me and to obeying me and to serving me, because there is a call on your life, to serving me wholeheartedly. Don't waver. Don't waver, says the Lord. Don't waver. He says, this, I have this. He said, this is not, my arm is not too short. My power is not weak. And he says, my ears have not been dulled. He said, I have heard the prayer and I see what's going on. And God is saying that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So I just speak to your spirit man right now, huh? And I just thank you. It's already done. I just sense it's already done. God just showed me in the spirit realm that you just got the victory. It's already done. He says, leave it there. You brought it to the altar. And God is saying to you, my sister, to leave it there, because there is an attack. This thing has come to kill you spiritually and possibly even physically, because I see the devil trying to put health problems on you. So I pray for your body. I pray supernatural physical healing over you right now. I come against heart pressure, high blood pressure in the name of Jesus. I regulate your blood. I come against cholesterol problems in the name of Jesus. Any sugar problems right now in the name of Jesus. And I declare you healed by the stripes of Christ. I declare you healed. By his stripes you are healed. And you are a mighty woman of valor. The devil's been lying to you. And God says, pick yourself up. Go ahead and dust yourself off, because he still has a lot of use for you. He's still going to use you for his glory. God says he's not finished with you yet, my sister. And don't you take on guilt and shame because of what's going on in your family, because a lot of that has nothing to do with you. And he says the part that has something to do with you, just repent and keep it moving. I just have to say, like, I'm hearing it. He said, just repent and keep it moving in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for my sister and what you've done in her life today and what you about to do. God's about to do something mighty in your life. That's where all this warfare is waging, because God's getting ready to show himself mighty in you. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do in her life. And, Lord, I just thank you. And I put a hedge of protection around, and I declare sweet rest Sweet slumber, sweet slumber. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise him, Sherry, because you just got a breakthrough. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't let the devil lock up your praise. The devil's trying to stop. He wants to steal. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, Sherry. And he wants to steal your praise. The devil wants to steal your praise. So I just was offered to you to go to church on Sunday and praise God like you done lost your mind. Praise him like you done lost your mind, because that's where you're going to get the rest of your breakthrough, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. So, amen. So that's the end of our prayer time. And I just thank God for Sherry. Sherry?
Yes, I'm still here.
Amen. I had to put you back on the line because when you said, I sensed that there was something going on with you in your church. Are you in church right now?
No, I'm at home.
Okay. I mean, do you have a church home?
Yes, I have a church home.
Okay. Is everything good there?
I love my church. I love my bishop. My pastor is my bishop. But I've just been at a place of where I don't know how to put it into words. I'm at a place of where I know that there's a call on my life. I've known for some years. But because of the ministry that I'm in, that women are not in, I'm not going to say he doesn't encourage, because, you know, he encourages the women to do whatever. But I don't know how to express it. I feel I need something more.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to just necessarily up and move my membership, but I need something more, if that makes sense. I don't know what it is. I just need something more.
Yeah, that's what I feel. Go ahead.
And it's just, and that's been, you know, with everything else going on in my life, that has been I'm not going to say at the very forefront, but on my mind. I need something more. I love my church. I'm not necessarily going to say I'm ready to up and leave, but I need something. And I can't explain it. I can't explain it, but that's where I'm at right now.
When I talk to you about praising God, mm-hmm. when you go to church on Sunday, like you lost your mind, I picked up spiritual blockage,
mm-hmm.
spiritual blockage. You know, because the devil's coming against your spirit, man, and it's amazing. You told me that the devil was coming against your spirit, man, but I just saw the blockage there, that mm-hmm. there was a blockage even in your praise, that your praise is being locked up. You know, it's almost like you have to have sophisticated praise,
mm-hmm.
you know, and where you can't really praise God like you want to. You know, and you can't really move out in the spirit realm like you need to, like God is unctioning you to. You got the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is coming upon you to move you into the deeper realms of God. Mm-hmm. And the blockage is there to say, you know what, you know, that's why you're having so many. And that's what I saw when I was prophesying to you, that the attack is coming because of the spiritual side. It's not what's happening in the natural, it's the spiritual side, it's the supernatural. It's mm-hmm. what God wants to do supernaturally. So that's what's going on with you. It's a blockage. Like you're yearning for the deep. Deep is calling unto deep, as the Psalm 42 says. Psalm 42, meditate on that psalm, because that's where you are right now. Where can I go to meet with you? My spirit longs for you. Deep is calling unto deep. That's what the psalmist said to the Lord. And that's what's happening. Deep is calling to deep. You're longing. That's why the Lord let you here today. I'm all the way in New Jersey, and the Lord let you here. I wasn't even going. My husband asked me earlier. He said, you going on the air? I said, no. And then about a quarter to 12, the Lord unctioned me, go pray. So, you know, here I am, and I know that it's because God wants to speak to you and let you know he has not forgotten you. And he sees your dilemma. He knows your commitment and dedication to your pastor. You know, so I'm just going to continue to lift you up, that God would give you direction, because he is a God of direction. He orders. Mm-hmm. The Bible says the steps of a good man, the steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord. So God orders our steps. But, you know, when you're dealing with that spirit, you know, that particular spirit, that traditional spirit, it's hard to move the way that God would want you to move. And eventually, if there's no enough, if it's not open for you to operate the way that you know, or to be brought up and nurtured in the way that God is taking you, the Lord will give you directives as to what to do next. He will tell you, God will probably tell you to move eventually, you know, before you die. He will speak to you. So continue to pray in your private time that God will speak to you and tell you what it is that he would want you to do. Maybe speak to bishops, speak to your bishop and tell them what's going on with you. I'll definitely advise that before you do anything. You know, like if you're thinking, even considering moving, just sit down with him if you can. And tell him, you know, Bishop, I have some things going on with me spiritually. I'm feeling called in this area. And, you know, a lot of times we don't want to do that because we're intimidated by the power, the position, or we don't want to be rejected.
Right.
We don't want to be told, no, you ain't got nothing. You know, what do you mean you have something? I don't see it. And that locks to that, again, that spiritual blockage. You know, that's that spirit of fear that comes on us. But even if they say, I don't see it, I'm asking you to be courageous enough to speak what you believe the Lord is saying to you. At least you walked decently in the order and let your leadership know what you were saying. And then I'm going to say this too. A lot of the times when we're in the house, I don't know how long you've been in the house, but sometimes our leadership can't see what God has put on us because of their own restrictions.
Right.
Because it's their own restriction. So when you do say, I know God is calling me, and they say, I don't see it, you have to not feel rejected. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And not feel like you were not validated, because it's often that this happens, that God gave you the game plan. He might not necessarily give it to your leaders, especially if they're stuck in a old wineskin. They might not be able to see it, because God is doing a new thing. And just because somebody else, let me say this to you, Sherry, just because somebody else doesn't see what God put in you does not mean it's not in you. It does not mean God's not calling you. It does not mean he didn't put it in you. I often tell you, because when I started to preach, I got the call to preach. They told that I got a lot of opposition from men. They were like, women don't preach. God never called women to preach. Paul said the women should be quiet in the church. And that thing messed with me for so long until I was like, listen, if God didn't want me to preach, why would he put this unction, for this desire for me to preach on the inside of me?
Right.
That's a cruel God that will give. He said he'll give us the desires of our heart as we delight ourselves in him. Now, I'm praising God, worshiping God, serving God, walking with God. And why? And he drops this desire to preach, and I tried to reject it. Like, no, God, you got the wrong girl. And then he kept on messing with me. I mean, God ain't going to leave you alone, Sherry. And he kept on messing with me about this thing. And I was like, finally, I had to cry in the storm. I'm driving home in the rainstorm. And it's thundering and lightning. And I'm driving home, and God is speaking to me in my car. Now, you know I had to fear God that day. He's like, I called you to preach my gospel. Why haven't you stepped up? Why aren't you doing it? And I was like, oh, no, I'm crying. And then finally he said, I just need you to say yes. And that's all I did. I just said yes. I didn't have to worry. And then I guess I'm helping you now. I hope this. I didn't have to worry about how I was going to do it, where I was going to do it, who was going to give me permission to do it. All God asked me for was a yes. And that's what I'm hearing him say to you today. All he's asking you for is a yes. Give him that yes so you can sleep, Sherry. You know, just say, yes, Lord, I will preach your gospel. Yes, Lord, I will do what you call me to do. Just say yes. You want to give it a shot?
Oh, yes, God.
I'm funny, right? I know. Just say yes. You know, just say yes, Lord. Yes to your will. Yes to your way.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm God.
It broke. Hey, glory, Jesus, my God, yes, yes, Lord, and he'll do the rest. God will open the door. Yeah, Yeah, thank you. Yes, Lord. Yeah, and I had to. And let me tell you, that was 7 years ago. And here I am. You know, my husband and I have a church. We stepped out of a huge congregation, huge, where we were in marriage ministry leadership. And they told us, no, we don't do that. No, a house church. No, we started our church in our home, and now we have a facility outside of in Elizabeth. We've been there for 6 years. And I was just commissioned as prophet last Friday. You know, not prophetess, but prophet. And, you know, the Lord sent us an apostle. He did it. We didn't have to do anything. God just ordered our steps. We obeyed. It was scary. We got a lot of naysayers, a lot of rejection. People didn't want to be friends with us no more, told us we were out of order. But souls are being saved. Lives are being changed. Captives are being set free. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. My God, how can I disobey God and obey man? But God, you gave him your yes, and God's going to do the rest. He does not, he's not going to force you. He's going to guide you and direct you. And you know, like I said, pray for the courage to speak to your leaderships if the Lord is leading you to do that. Let them know what's going on with you. It's too much. God has put too much on the inside of you. It's too much for you to just carry it. You know, the anointing, you're about to pop in the spirit. You're about to pop in the spirit realm. You're like a woman who's pregnant and you're on a delivery table and they're telling you not to push. I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I just got to speak what God is saying. They're telling you not to push, and God is saying push. And if you're about to pop open with the anointing that's on the inside of you. And God has opened up a blockage today. And I thank God for removing that spiritual blockage that you have to even harden your heart. And God has taken away the heart of stone because you've been hurt. And he's putting the heart of flesh in so that you can walk in the fullness of the power that he has endued you with. You've been anointed. You've been anointed. So I praise God for your bishop and your leaders. But God's about to shift some stuff with you. Yeah. He's about to shift some stuff with you. And I don't know what state you're in. But,
I'm in Ohio.
Ohio, okay. Okay, because there's an apostolic and the prophetic oil on your life.
You got
the new wineskins. You're part of the new wineskins, and you cannot operate in the old system.
Oh God. It is so ironic. You said something about being pregnant. A friend of mine had called me, and we've been friends since high school, and you know, we don't talk all the time, but when we talk, she had called me and she said, I had a dream. We went to dinner. I'm getting two events confused. She called me. She was at my house. She came over my house. I was going through. It was on Easter, and I was sitting here contemplating some things. And I texted her to see how she was doing, and she said, well, I need to. She said, well, I'm going to come over. She came over. She said, I saw you. I had a dream about you. And she said, in this dream, you were pregnant.
Mm.
No, it was. She didn't tell me. That was through a text. We were texting. She said, I had a dream. You were pregnant. And the only thing that came to mind was, I said, it's something dealing with the spirit.
Jesus.
And it's been since a friend of mine, he's a prophet, and he had called me to come. He said, I'm going to come get you. I want you to go to a birthday party with me. And at this birthday party, he began to speak over my life.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, God has need of you.
Mm-hmm.
And because of everything that's going on, my husband moved out. We've been married 25 years. We have 3 kids. And I began to resent him. I began to resent my kids. I began to resent anything that reminded me of their father.
Yes.
And I'm like, God, I'm not supposed to feel like this. I said, he's the one that walked out on me. Yes, I will admit, you know, I'm not, he's not the only cause. I know I played a hand in the breakdown of our marriage. But, you know, he has some personal issues that he has to deal with that I don't want to have to deal with any longer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, God, I why do you want somebody like me? With everything that I've been through, with everything that I'm going through, why do you want somebody like me? And a friend of mine, I was at Kmart, and I hadn't seen her in probably a year, a few months, something like that. And she said, how are you doing during this transition? And I began to think transition. I said, I'm okay. You know, that like I tell people, I said, I'm okay. Why am I going to complain? Why am I going to stand here and tell you all of what's going on? She said, but God has need for you. You know, and this is all I've heard the last 3 months. God has need for you. And I look at it and I think about it. I'm like, God, why do you want to use me? Mm-hmm. I mean, somebody that has felt undeserving of your love, somebody that has been ridiculed, whether to her face or you know people are talking and laughing, and when they see you with everything that's going on, you know that they're talking. But God, why me? And that has been my question, why me? And last night I was sitting up, I had been texting a friend back and forth, and I said, well, I'm going to bed, good night. And I got up and I walked to my side of my bed, to my bed, getting ready to get in, and he directed my attention to my book, the books I have stacked up in a corner.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I want you to pull out The Purpose-Driven Life.
Jesus.
Wow. And I'm like, purpose, why? You know, my first lady, years ago, she gave that to us. She said, I want y'all to get the book. We're going to go through this. And I went through it, and then I looked through my notes that I had started, and I stopped at day 6. And I'm like, why are you taking me there? Because the whole time I'm sitting in my room on my love seat watching TV, I'm crocheting, and everything I seen on TV was talking about God's goodness, God this, God doing this, God doing that, and I wanted to cry. But today is the first day I've cried in a long time because I refused to cry. And I wanted to cry last night. The tears welled up. I stopped. I said, okay, God, whatever it is, I have to. You know, I put my TV. I didn't turn the TV off. I put it on the praise station to listen, to have the music going.
Yeah.
And I went to sleep, and I have to take medicine. I have to take one medication at night because it's medication that I have to take. But I take a couple other pills just to – my doctor said, well, if you want to go to sleep, this is what you do. And I slept. And I went to sleep, but normally I'm woke. But I thank God for what he did today because I felt like something was lifted.
Jesus,
It's, you know, I don't know where I'm going from this point, but I know if I trust God that he's going to get me there because, I've been told, you know, everything that I need, God has, and it has been on the – I've been delaying it, you know, because I'm sitting here, I don't have a job, don't have a car, don't have this, don't have that. And I'm like, God, I need this, I need that. And I was told, you know, everything that you need, God has it right for you, and he's waiting to give it to you. And I thank God. I was on Facebook, and one of my friends on Facebook had the link to you. And I clicked on the link and said, if you want prayer, and I clicked on the link, then it took me to your page, and it gave me the number to call. And I'm like, why am I calling this? I don't know these people. But I know it was divinely ordered.
My God, yes. Yes, it was. I definitely concur. And you got your breakthrough, you know, and God, he just had been waiting for you. And he had, to the point where he came to meet you. You know, he set up a meeting place to come to meet you, to let you know he's still there. He still loves you. He still has a great plan for you. He still has a great purpose. He still want to use you. You cannot escape. And I thank God that you gave him your yes today and that you cried. And forgive, you know, forgive your husband. You know, he knows not what he does. You know, forgive him. You even got to forgive him. Because if you don't, it's going to continue the spiritual blockage. You know, you got to get it all out. You know, you got to forgive him so that you can continue to love on your children. you know, like you said, you both messed up, but he's the one that, you know, did what he did in the end. And just go ahead and forgive him, release him so that you can release yourself, because there can be no spiritual contamination for where God is taking you. He's going to use you as a pure vessel. And, you know, get ready. You know, just get ready for what God is going to do. I would like to send you a copy of my book,
mm-hmm.
The Tribe of Woman's Heart. So if you could just go back to my page on Facebook.
One minute. Let me get my phone. Hopefully it's still. Okay, let me. Okay, is it still there? Oh, you know, give me, because I when I closed out my phone, I closed. Let me go back to Facebook. And I found you on, oh, Dana Neal, I think it was.
Oh, Dana Neal, yeah, that's my daughter.
Okay.
Yeah, she calls me mother sometimes when she.
Mm-hmm.
She, when I do talk to her on the, she's been abroad, I've been in Dana's life for a long time, about
mm-hmm.
10 years. I've never met her face to face. But, yeah, so she, yeah, so it's probably Pastor Prophet Rebecca Simmons.
Okay, you know what? Let me write that down. And, okay, I got pens. Where's paper now?
I'm so happy for you and your breakthrough. I just, you get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. And
I think that has been my other fear. Fear has gripped me because,
yeah.
You know, and I told someone, you know, I'm great. Folks will call me and be like, well, Sherry, what you think about this, that, and the other, and how do you feel? And, you know, and it's been easy for me to talk to them. It's been
yeah.
easy for me to encourage them. And when my one friend told me she was getting ready to get married, she met a guy, they were going to get married, and then some things were going on, and she said, you know what, I believe God has equipped you to minister to me in this,
mm-hmm.
at this time. And I'm like, but God, how? I'm like, God, I can't even get in my word like I'm supposed to. I can't even pray, but how are you equipping me to minister to somebody?
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing how he does what he does. When he called me, I couldn't memorize scripture. I'm like, I don't even know scripture. What do you want? You know, but he knew I had a willing, he knew that I would be one that once I said yes, that I would be diligent. And that's what God knows about you, that you have not, once you say yes, that you will be diligent about the things of God, about prayer, about reading your word, about meditating on the word, not just reading the word, but studying it out. God is amazing how the Holy Ghost, when we shift, when we say yes, there's a shift that takes place in the spiritual realm, and that's what's already happened. We always say, how am I going to? Oh, I'm telling you, it's not even about, it's not about you and what you're going to do. Watch what God does. He is going to do it. All you have to do is obey and say yes and flow. Flow. As you flow, and God, he's going to speak to you. He's going to show you things and visions and dreams. He's going to give you unctions. He's going to give you sermons. He's going to give you words of exhortation. God, he's already doing it. You're already walking in it. So it's just going to, you're just going to shift. It's going to shift. So, but we don't want to talk too much. I want God to do, continue what he's already done. And you've already gotten your breakthrough. You've gotten the victory. I'm going to send you the Cry of a Woman's Heart for that other side, for the emotional healing from, you know, everything that you've gone through in the past, well, throughout your life, because it's going to take you deeper than just what's recently happened. And God's going to administer healing in some areas that need to be healed through that book. I want to send you a complimentary copy. And
thank
it's
you.
Pastor.
Okay, I'm on. I think I'm. I went. Well, this is taking me to Blog Talk Radio. Am I going to the wrong place?
Okay, that's Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, I don't know if you could put a message in there. But what I want you to do is inbox me through.
Okay.
And send me your address. You could do it two ways. You could do it through Facebook. You have a pen?
I have pen and paper now.
Okay, or you can email me. Which way would be best for you?
Either way. You know, I can email. Okay. I can email, or I can. I'm Facebook. I have Facebook, but will it let me send you? Because I'm not your. Will it let me? Even though we're not friends on Facebook, will it let me send you a message? I'm wondering.
Okay, it probably will, but if not, just go ahead and friend me. Send me a friend request, and if you don't want to do that, you
okay,
can just
it took me to your Facebook thing.
Oh, it did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'm sending you. I can't even talk.
That's why I want to let you go. I want to let you go.
So
go ahead, send me your address, and I'm going to send you the book, and then we'll talk again soon. Okay.
Okay. Okay. All so
right,
I sent you the friend request, and I'll send you my address.
Yes, I'll be looking
all right.
forward.
Thank you so
okay,
much
God
for
bless.
Being used of God in my life today. Have a good day.
You too. Love you with the love of Jesus.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Amen. Praise God. Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, that's why we have to obey God. Amen. So he is an awesome God. We're just going to go ahead and close out with a song, letting God know there's nobody greater. God bless you. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea. Couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.